This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you think back and look at the school classes that meant the most to you, chances are the course that had the most impact was one that translated into real-world experiences or came from real-world experiences. Well, what could be more real-world than teaching lessons learned in climbing Mount Everest? Scott DeRue teaches at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. He directs the Emerging Leaders Program and co-directs the Ross Leadership Initiative, so he is all about teaching leadership and team development. Well, his students will be getting lessons in leadership and teamwork learned the hard way, because this past May, Scott DeRue climbed to the summit of Mount Everest. Scott joins us here in the studio. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you, Cindy.
All right, start by telling us, what drove you to do this? It's not your everyday accomplishment.
That's a question that I often get is, why do you even go climb Mount Everest? And the best answer I can give you is George Mallory was one of the first to attempt Everest. And he died there in 1924. And he said to understand and to struggle. And you can't have the understanding without the struggle. And for me, Everest was a journey of self-understanding in many ways, a way to push myself, challenge myself, and to learn about what I can do. And it was really a journey of self-discovery in many ways.
Now, had you been climbing through your life, or was this something where you kind of were new at this and decided to plunge into the deep end?
You do not want to make Everest your first rodeo. So I started climbing back in 2007. And I started with Kilimanjaro in Africa. And then as you progress in climbing, what you learn is the mountains just keep getting bigger and bigger and taller and taller. And so I've been climbing since then, about one big mountain per year. Everest was on the list for this year.
And I know that at the Ross School of Business, they've been using computer simulations to say, well, this is what it might be like as a team climbs Everest. How did that measure up to the real thing?
It's actually a really close proxy for the real experience. At Ross, we pride ourselves on action-based learning. Mm-hmm. We do that in a number of ways. The simulations are one. The online simulation that we use really challenges students in a couple of different ways. One is, how do you align goals in teams? Right. You may have your agenda. I may have my agenda.
Yeah.
How do we align those so that we can work effectively together? It also challenges students on how to communicate and share information in ways that when you have an area of expertise and I have an area of expertise, we actually are communicating in such a way that we can combine those in order to be effective. If you think about organizations, we often break down along functional silos. Marketing can't talk to finance, marketing and operations, sales and so forth.
Absolutely. And first shift doesn't talk to the second shift. Yeah, I've seen it.
Exactly. And so the simulation really challenges students in that way. On Everest, we experience the same thing. There are different goals. Everybody wants to make the summit, mm-hmm. generally, but people have different priorities or importance around safety, around other goals they may have while they're there. And you see those agendas play out, and it's key that we align those so that we can work effectively as a team, because nobody's going to climb that mountain solo.
And that's what I was wondering. So you were part of a team. Nobody goes solo.
Well, some people do, but they're a rare breed.
Okay.
We started with 12 team members. We had four guides, professional guides from Alpine Ascents International, which is considered probably the best guiding company in the world, mm-hmm. and around 30 to 35 Sherpa locals who every year this is their job, is to help people like me climb the mountain. And none of us really knew each other before we started.
So getting to the top. Certainly you'd been training, you'd been climbing other mountains and leading up to this over the last 6 years. How did the reality match with what you thought it would be like?
It was everything that I hoped for and much more. I didn't really know what to expect in terms of the risk or the danger as much. Everest, unlike many of the other mountains we climb, you're exposed in ways that are hard to replicate on other mountains, mm. Meaning that if you fall, bad things happen, right?
Well, over 200 people have died trying to climb Everest, so yeah.
Yeah, and so that was hard to predict? And that was one of the questions that I had. I had anxieties going in. Am I fit enough? Am I competent enough? Skilled enough? How am I going to react to those dangers? And so that was a big uncertainty. In terms of expectations around how we would work together as a team, I'd climbed with Alpine Ascents before. I knew how competent and proficient they were as guides. And so I had full confidence that we would develop into a team and work effectively together. And that played out.
That played out. So that's the kind of lesson you can bring back to your students. But before we talk about that, tell me about the moment you got to the summit.
It's actually quite anticlimactic. So you've been training for – I trained specifically for this mountain for 9 months. You've been working for years to build up to it, and you're there for 2 months. And you get to the summit, and what you quickly realize is you're only halfway home. And so when we got there, there were a lot – it's a very joyous occasion, lots of hugs and high fives.
Photographs.
Everybody's trying to get their picture of this, you know, their summit picture. But one of the first things I said to one of my teammates was, we're only halfway there. We have to get down. Ed Viesters, who's a famous climber, has a really famous saying in the mountaineering community, which is getting to the top is optional. Getting down is mandatory. And those 200 deaths, for example, that you mentioned on Everest and most of the accidents, they don't occur on the way up. They occur on the way down because people relax. It's actually more dangerous going down. You can see the danger. That was one of the eye-opening things for me is I could actually see how steep it was, whereas when you're going up in the dark, it doesn't look that steep.
Oh, okay.
So it's anticlimactic for that reason, but a very joyous occasion.
So taking that trip back down, were there any terrifying moments?
There were. There were a couple. One of my team members on the steepest part, it's called the Lhotse Face. It's probably a 50 to 60 degree slope made of ice. And he fell. He was right in front of me and he fell. And in the process of falling, he took out one of our guides. So they were both falling. And fortunately, I'd say maybe 100 feet after falling, an anchor stopped them. And then shortly after Martin getting to his feet and us getting back going down the mountain, one of his most important pieces of equipment, his crampon, which are the spikes on your boots, fell off. And this is where you really learn the power of a team. And this is one of those lessons we'll certainly bring back to the classroom. No guides were available because of where we were on the mountain. And so we as team members, you know, in relative terms, novices compared to the professionals, we had to mobilize and work together to help him put back on his crampon. Otherwise, there's no way he's getting down that mountain.
So take that whole experience, Scott Giroux, and as you're talking to your students now, when they come back in the fall, what kind of leadership and team development lessons do you hope they take away from your excursion?
The first thing that I hope they take away is the power of trust and teamwork. Our students get to Ross. We're one of the best schools in the world. They get to Ross because they're great individual contributors. If you give them any task, they can perform it excellently. What they have to realize is that as they move forward in their career, they can't do everything alone. They have to learn to rely on others and to build effective teams. That's the first lesson. And it sounds simple, but it's fundamental.
Because when they go into some company, it won't be the atmosphere at the Ross School of Business. It'll be the real world with all its warts and all its challenges, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we can simulate those to the best of our ability at Ross, but it's nothing like the real world, right? Which is why we try and commit to action-based learning where we put our students in the real world as much as possible and then simulate what we can't.
Okay.
The second thing I hope they take away is the importance of goal alignment early in the team process. In every organization, individuals have their own personal agendas. At the same time, the team, the company has its agenda, its goals, and those don't always align. And what we're trying to do is develop leaders who understand those tensions and have the skills to align people along a collective shared goal so that we can achieve. The third thing I hope they take away, a set of skills about how to communicate and facilitate information sharing in teams so that when your expertise is needed, it's incorporated effectively. And when my expertise is needed, it's incorporated effectively. Because all too often in organizations, that's where we see the communication breakdowns occur.
Okay. And what now? You've climbed Mount Everest, so you can't climb a taller mountain. What's next for you as far as your own personal challenges?
The first personal challenge is I'm getting married in September.
Well.
not that that's a challenge, but it is.
It's a big moment in your life.
It is a summit that I am very much looking forward to.
So 2013 is going to be a year that Scott DeRue remembers for a long time.
It is shaping up to be one of the best years of my life, for sure. The next, I think, challenge in this similar vein would be I think I'm going to go after what's called the four deserts. There are four deserts around the world, and each one is about a 150-mile challenge where you spend 7 days working across those 150 miles. My goal is just to finish, but I think that's probably going to be the next challenge.
That's quite the challenge. Scott DeRue teaches leadership and team development at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan, and you can learn more about his views on leadership and team development. You can go to his website, scottderue.com. That's Scott, ScottDerue.com. Pleasure to meet you. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us, Scott.
Thank you for having me.